The International War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague is in crisis. Former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic actually died in custody during his very lengthy trial. So did a key witness in another proceeding. Everyone agrees things need to go faster, but no one agrees on how to make that happen. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
The tribunal's biggest war crimes trial is now underway. Seven former Bosnian Serb officers are charged with the 1995 massacre of more than 7,000 Muslim men and boys at Srebrenica. Five defendants are accused of genocide. This week, the court heard testimony through an interpreter from Aho Hasic. He survived by playing dead after being lined up with scores of other men for execution in an open field.
When night fell, you could hear screaming and moaning, and the shouting began. They started to take out people one by one. They were hitting, beating, killing. I think that it was hell on earth.
Prosecution spokesman Anton Nikiforov says this is now the tribunal's most important trial, despite the absence of the massacre's accused masterminds, the fugitive Bosnian Serb political and military leaders Radovan Karadzic and Ratko Mladic. Milosevic's death in custody last March, without having been convicted, was seen as having undermined the tribunal's credibility. Court schedules had to be reorganized, and the new impetus at the tribunal is speed things up. In one policy change, many defendants have been lumped together in single trials. Another key change is the decision expanding judges' powers, allowing them to order the prosecution to shorten indictments. The decision angered Chief Prosecutor Carla Del Ponte, who said it was an infringement of her authority. Prosecution spokesman Nikiforov.
She believes that it is prosecutor who decides who is the target for investigation. It is for her to say what is the prosecution case, what she believes is necessary to prove the case.
I believe she is simply and squarely wrong.
Judge Fausto Pokar is the president of the tribunal.
The prosecutor is just one of the parties before the court. And the solutions for having an efficient trial have to be found by the chamber.
Pokar points out that the case against Milosevic contained more than 50 counts, which would require years to cover.
This length of the trials is not good for having the people think the tribunal is really doing justice. The expeditious trial is part, an integral part, of the principle of fair trial.
There's a palpable sense of tension here as power shifts from prosecutors to judges, who are increasingly under pressure to wrap up proceedings. The tribunal was created by the Security Council, and the UN foots its annual $110 million budget. All first-instance trials were to be completed by late 2008, and the appeals process wrapped up 2 years later. But the deadlines have slipped. Judge Pokar believes that if the new policies to streamline cases are fully implemented and there are no new surprises, first-instance cases could be completed by the end of 2009. But the president of the tribunal concedes it has not yet achieved one of its prime missions, reconciliation. He says he has reports that after more than a decade of trials in The Hague, very few people in the Balkans bother to follow what's going on at the tribunal.
So this may not necessarily help for the reconciliation, may not help to have the correct perception that the tribunal is not biased against any group, but wants to bring people that committed crimes to justice, irrespective of their ethnicity or nationality or whatever.
Pokar also cannot hide his bitterness that six war crime suspects are still on the run. But he stresses there's no statute of limitations. Any UN member state can take up those cases once the war crimes court closes shop. The indictments against Mladic and Karadzic and four others will outlive the tribunal. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.